to The Shadows with Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of Into the Shadows. Today, I wanted to give a pregnancy update. Last week, we almost had a pregnancy scare. We almost had a baby. Yes, I went to the doctors. I had just a normal consultation with the doctor to talk about my glucose levels. And they took my blood pressure and it was like 160 over 106. And I was like, ooh, that's very high. And then they checked it again and it was basically the same. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, are you sure you're okay? Like, are you feeling good? And it's weird because I felt really good that day. So it was making me nervous because I was like, yeah, I'm great. I woke up early. I did my makeup. Like, I got dressed today. Like, I feel like ready to go. You know, I feel kind of hot. And they're like, yeah, your blood pressure doesn't look that way, though. So I get in to see the doctor. And we literally talk like maybe 2 minutes about my glucose and what I need to do. But then he saw my blood pressure and he was like, you need to go down to labor and delivery and you may be having a baby today if your blood pressure doesn't go down. And I looked at him and I was like, excuse me, I am not ready to have this baby. What are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, you may actually have this baby. So I called my husband as I waddled myself down to labor and delivery, told him you should probably drop off our daughter at your mom's and come to the hospital because we may be having a baby. What's interesting is by the time I waddled myself down to labor and delivery, called my husband and got down there, they were like, oh, the nurses there were so funny. They were like, oh, he's so dramatic. It'll be fine. Let's just hook you up and see what's going on. They put the heart monitor on my belly. I got to hear the heart of the baby, like a non-stress test, one of those. The baby was doing beautifully. And then they took my blood pressure. My blood pressure was fine by the time I walked down to labor and delivery. Like it was like 120, 130 over 80 or something like that. And they're like, oh, you're fine. Let's wait a little bit. Let's take some blood. Let's do some labs. Let's take your urine. Let's do all that. So I did all that, gave them all my samples. My husband ended up finally coming down to the hospital and just hung around. I felt bad because because he ended up canceling everything because he thought we were having a baby. So he was just sitting with me and everything came back fine. My blood pressure was fine. So they released me, which was great. But at the same time, it made me realize, shit, we got to get our shit together. Like, we don't have, everything is still in boxes. We didn't have diapers. We didn't have anything because we were waiting around this house when we were looking for this house. And we were going through the process of trying to buy this house. I didn't do a baby shower. I didn't do a gender reveal. I didn't really do anything because I was like, you know, half in boxes, half not, trying to figure everything out where we're going to be by the time this baby comes. So I didn't do any of that. So this was definitely one of those like, oh shit, we got to really get our shit together. We need to get a bag together. We need to get our life together. So that's what we've been doing. It's been, I mean, as soon as we left the hospital, we went to Target, we got diapers and all of that. And now it's just like, I'm going to nest as much as I can in this apartment. And if we go through the process of trying to find another home and buying that, you know, I haven't taken anything out of boxes, so we're still half in boxes, half not, but the boxes went into storage. So the house is less boxy. Well, yeah, less boxy for now. So I'm going to try to nest as much as I can and figure out the next steps of house buying. But what I really wanted to talk about is, like I said, we didn't do anything because we were in the process of trying to buy this house. But there's other things that have been transpiring in the background. Me and my husband and our family have been going through a lot of difficult things. Not only were we trying to buy a house and sell a house and deal with a realtor and a lender and banks and all of that stuff. My mother-in-law, the reason why we decided we are going to move in with my mother-in-law and father-in-law is to help them when it comes to, their health. They're getting older. My father-in-law had a widowmaker heart attack a couple of years back. And my mother-in-law has been dealing with melanoma cancer for a couple of years now. And it seemed to have been in remission for a little while. But recently we learned that it came back and that she's no longer stage two, she's stage three, which means that it's moved. And so while we're doing all of that, buying a house and selling a house, we've also been trying to, you know, figure out what's going on with my mother-in-law. And it's been a lot, you know, it's taken a toll. We're worried about, you know, them. We love them so much. You know, it's hard to watch family members go through things and get older. And even though they're still young and they keep telling us, don't worry about them and say, why are we worried about them? We still worry. Of course, we still worry. We think about, you know, everything and they laugh and they say, why are you trying to kill us off? But it's not killing them off. It's more like realizing how much time you have with someone and realizing that, you know, you want to make the most out of that time. And that's where we're at. And that was one of the reasons why we decided, okay, we're going to move in with, you know, we're going to find a place and move in with my mother-in-law and father-in-law and have a multi-generational home. That way the kids can spend as much time as they can with their grandparents. And if anything were to happen, we're all together. So no one would be alone, whether it's on our end or theirs. Well, while we're also going through that, we also have some family members who are a lot older and in nursing homes. And it seems to be that they are going through their own trials and tribulations as they get older. And that has taken a toll. My sister-in-law is going through her own things with her mother-in-law. Getting older is a very, very scary thing. And I didn't think being at our age, we would start to see the dissipation of our family members becoming older and what that looks like. So with that being said, we have been going through a lot. So I really, you know, as much as I wanted a baby, I really wanted a baby shower. And as much as I wanted a baby shower, because I never got one with my first daughter. My first pregnancy was topsy-turvy. My mom did try to plan a baby shower, but I was going to be induced at 37 weeks and a storm happened. So it's just like lots of things end up happening that contributed to not really having a baby shower. Plus, I didn't know anybody in South Carolina except for family. So, yeah, I didn't. I just never really truly got to experience what that felt like. So this pregnancy, I was like, oh, I'm going to have a baby shower. I'm going to have a gender reveal. Like, this is exciting. And then especially after, you know, having that doom and gloom talk with the doctor about maybe aborting and baby possibly having CF and just all of those dark conversations that we were having, I really wanted to celebrate and embrace this baby because we are so in love. And I'm going to start crying. We are so in love with this child already that I just wanted to have a special moment But with everything, again, happening all around us, I really didn't think that we were going to be able to have one. I actually surrendered to the fact that I may not have a baby shower. I may not get to ever experience what a baby shower would be like, what that attention would feel like, that joy, that love, that support. I gave up and surrendered to the fact that I may never get to experience that. But when it came down to my daughters having it, having their own baby shower, that I would make sure that they would have the best baby shower. And that's what I surrendered to. But this past weekend, I was, surprised with a baby shower. And I gotta say, everyone did a really great job because I had no fucking clue, like not a clue. My sister-in-law, because she's going through a lot, she texted the family chat and just said, "Hey, I would like to see you guys. I miss you guys. Like, I just want to grab some lunch. Is there any way?" And I said, "Absolutely." But it turns out, and what's funny is I was trying to surprise my daughter that we were going to go see her, you know, my sister-in-law. I told my daughter, I said, "Oh, you know, we got something planned for the weekend. It's a surprise." So she's excited. But little did I realize it was a surprise baby shower for me. So as we're walking into the restaurant, I'm, you know, hyping my daughter up. I'm like, "Oh my God, what are we going to do? We're just going to eat here. And then we'll head to our surprise." And then as I'm saying surprise, walking through the door, I hear surprise, and it's all of my like immediate family. And it was so, I was in so much shock that I couldn't even cry. I was just like, "What is going on? Like, what is happening?" And it was so cute. My sister-in-law took the time to get everyone together. My husband called everyone and told them that we're having a surprise baby shower. They planned this a month in advance, which is funny because I kept talking about it in our family chat text message group. I was just like, "Oh, I'm looking for places. I can't find anything. I don't know what to do." And no one was answering. And I was just like, of course, everyone is busy. So that's why I surrendered to it. Little did I realize they were planning something. And my husband is so good. It's so funny because, you know, I've been doing this whole detox thing. And for a little while, our lives have been shifted into more holistic route and things like that. And one of the things that I haven't done in a long time, which I used to do almost all the time, I used to have lots of different color hair. But I started letting my natural hair just kind of grow out. And of course, you know, with natural hair, I'm older, so my grays were coming in, and I just wanted to see and embrace like what gray hair would look like on me. So for the past couple of years, I just let my grays take over. But my husband, like a weekend or two before, was just like, "You know, your mom's coming into town. You should pamper yourself. Let's get your hair done. You know, just all these things. Like, let's just get your hair together, you know, before your mom gets into town. Cause you know, she's going to be like, oh, you know, how you got all those grays." So I giggled and I laughed and I said, "Yeah, you're right. I probably should dye my hair." And it would be good to get, you know, to get it together. Cause it's starting to make me look old. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but that was him getting me ready for, the baby shower. And it's interesting because I guess he was looking for outfits online, which I didn't even know, but we were in a store and I just happened to come across this cute dress and I was like, "Oh, it's so buttery soft. This is so cute." Like, it's just like, you know, it'd be perfect for me to just be, you know, around where I'm not having to hike up my pregnancy pants and tug down, you know, all the things with the pregnancy belly. It'll just be nice and soft. a cute little sundress because it's starting to get warm. And he was like, yeah, you should definitely get it. Like, get it. So I was like, okay. So I got it. So it was one less thing he had to think about or do when it came to the baby shower. But it's funny how the universe works in that way, where all of a sudden I just saw this dress and I was just like, oh, I really want this dress. And while I was like putting it up to me, I was thinking, oh, it would be cute in pictures. Like, you know, I may not get a baby shower, but maybe I'll hop around and, you know, go visit everyone and see them and wear this dress and kind of, you know, it'll showcase my belly and it'll be perfect. And we'll at least get cute pictures of everyone around, around my belly in this dress. And, yeah, so that's what I was thinking when I bought that dress. So it's pretty funny how the universe works. But it's interesting because I did surrender to that moment of not having a baby shower, but in that moment when everyone is sitting around and it was in a restaurant and, you know, we are all sitting around and we're chit chatting. It's exactly what we needed, which is crazy to think because we're all going through our own things and we have our own stuff that we're stressed about. And when we all came together and it was exactly what we all needed. And I think when you're going through all of that stuff, and you kind of get sucked into your own little life, right? You get sucked into your own little bubble. You're going through this. You don't really feel like you have time to do anything or go anywhere or anything like that. But in that moment at the party, it is exactly what we needed and where we needed to be. We realized how much we just needed a moment and a day and a time to just be present here in the moment, to be surrounded by love and support. And that's what I took away from it. It wasn't just for me. It was for all of us. And I gotta say, my sister-in-law did an amazing job. She really put the theme together. You know, even though we're not buying a farm anymore, I still wanted a farm theme. And she hit it out of the park. And that just goes to show that with everything she has going on, she took the time to plan this. And that just shows how big of a heart she has and how amazing she truly is. Because she just thinks about everyone, you know? And it just shows how much I love her. I don't know even how to express it. I'm trying not to cry, but she did an amazing job. It was beautiful. I know my husband said he had to hand select people to make sure that, you know, the cost wasn't too much because, of course, again, we're all going through our stuff. So, like, you know, that was another thing. Like, usually our budget would have been different, where we could have had all 50, 60 people that I wanted, you know, at this party. But I think it was beautifully perfect. You know, I had the family I had the right amount of people there, and the people that are close. So even though I have family that are close that didn't end up being there, or didn't get selected to be there, you know, I don't know. It was just the right atmosphere and the right amount of people, for that moment. Like I said, it was just a day where I just saw everyone being present and in the moment, you know, and we really needed that. So it just wasn't a baby shower for me. It was a loving, supportive moment for all of us. But yeah, I wanted to just thank my sister-in-law for putting on an amazing baby shower. She did a really great job. She knew I wanted to play some games. So, and that's really what I wanted a baby shower for. I just wanted to play the games, the fun games, the silly games, the out of control games. Like, that's really what I wanted. I told everyone, I don't really want presents. If I do a baby shower, I don't really want presents. I just want everyone together having fun and doing all these fun, silly games. And even though we couldn't do all the games that I wanted, she picked really good games, and it was perfect for the amount of people that were there and who was there. So it was good. It was really, really good. And we're still eating. She did this guess how many animal crackers are in the jar. And my aunt won, but we took home the cookies. She got a different prize, and we took home the cookies, and we're eating cookies still to this day. But it was good. It was good. And the amount of, I want to like thank everyone who came, because, you know, like I said, we're all going through our own things. And I know some of my family live in New York, and that's a travel and a half, you know, so it was really nice to be able to see everyone come together. Yeah. So, that is my pregnancy update. We are keeping the baby. I don't know if anybody has gotten that yet, but yes, with all the doom and gloom talks, we decided we are going to absolutely keep our baby. No matter if the baby has cystic fibrosis or not, we are going to love this baby no matter what. So, this baby may come at 37 weeks. I may get induced. I've been talking to the OB about making sure I try to stay on, you know, on the path of close to 40 weeks as possible. My blood pressure has stayed down, and I've been taking my blood sugar for my glucose. I've been logging it. So on Thursday of this week, I'll have another ultrasound to make sure that the baby is growing, because cystic fibrosis babies don't really grow in utero. Some do, some don't. Mostly the indicators of the baby having cystic fibrosis is they don't. But we have been lucky enough that this baby is growing. She's been on non-stress tests twice a week. So we'll be doing that on Thursday as well. So they get to watch her heart and fluctuate when she moves and everything like that. And she is moving, she's bumping, she's kicking in there, and her heart is fluctuating the way it should be. She's a very healthy, happy baby, is what the OB said last Tuesday. The baby is good. So, I'll also give that log of my glucose. What I've been having, which was pain in the ass, by the way, because I had to like prick my finger and take like, you know, like kind of like when you have diabetes, you prick your finger, you check your blood sugar, all of that stuff. I had to do that. I had to see what I was fasting at, and then eat breakfast, and then literally an hour after eating breakfast, like he said the start time of when I eat breakfast, then I have to prick my finger again. Same thing with lunch and dinner. And let me tell you, my poor little fingers have been killing me. I've been like, I feel like I got little holes all over my poor little fingers. My poor thumb, my pointer finger, and my middle finger. I'm scared to do my other fingers. But yeah, it's just, I'm ready to be done with this log. But that's where we're at in pregnancy. Everything else is healthy and fine. They checked my hemoglobins. They checked, when they did the labbing and everything, all my because I have lupus, I have autoimmune, and I have the pseudotumor cerebri. So they checked everything. Everything looks good. My organs are functioning great. Like, so my insides and out are great. I don't know what the hell happened to my heart rate. They said it's a white coat syndrome. I guess they said I was probably just scared and nervous to see the doctor. So we'll see what happens on Thursday if they do another one. But that's it. That's where we're at. I just want to thank everyone for listening in on my pregnancy journey. It's been one hell of a ride, and I can't wait to get on and just say, we had the baby. But for everyone who is listening at this point, we are having a little girl, and her name is Savannah. So I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to meet her. We have been talking to her and rubbing my belly. She has been moving and bumping, and my belly has been moving. So weird this time because my daughter did not really move. Well, she moved, but like I didn't really feel it. You know, this pregnancy is totally different. And I can feel her and my whole belly shifts and it's crazy. But yeah, we're having a little girl. Her name is Savannah. And I wanted to just thank you for all listening on my pregnancy journey. And I can't wait to share when we actually have her. But yeah, either way, let me know your thoughts on this episode.